This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved children, let's talk about cleanliness today. I'm taught to be clean. I need to brush my teeth. And you might be wondering, why did I start with brushing my teeth? Because subhanAllah, early morning before the fast commences in Ramadan, I brush my teeth and I make sure that I've used my toothpaste the way I always do. And I've brushed my teeth, gargled my mouth, and made sure I'm clean and neat and so on. But brushing your teeth is not the only part of being clean. I need to have good clothes. I need to make sure that I clean myself. I look presentable. Don't be lazy. Wear something neat. It does not have to be expensive clothing, but it just has to be neat. Your face needs to look neat. Your body needs to be clean. You need to make wudu sometimes. You know what's wudu? Well, if you don't know what's wudu, it's when you wash yourself before you pray. Maybe your parents might teach you about it, or if you have a teacher at the madrasa, or if you have a teacher teaching you some Islamic studies, they may teach you what exactly wudu is. So you can ask your parents or those you're living with, okay? They'll tell you. Washing yourself before you pray is called wudu. That itself shows us I must wash my face, I must wash my hands, I must wash my feet, I must pass my, you know, wet hands over my head, I must wash up to my elbows and so on, and I must be clean, smart at all times. I shouldn't be a smelly person, subhanAllah. Because what happens then is, people don't want to play with me, they don't want to talk to me, they don't want to stand near me because I'm smelling, I haven't bathed, I haven't showered. Don't be lazy to bath or to shower. Don't be lazy. You must go out to shower because Allah is pleased with a person who is clean. Allah is clean and He loves cleanliness. So don't be lazy. You must clean yourself and Allah will love you because Allah loves clean people. When I say clean, I'm talking about you've washed yourself. You've actually got clean clothes. So if you go out to play and you mess your clothes, it's fine. You're allowed to have fun. But when you come back home, make sure your feet are clean, make sure you change your clothes, make sure you're smart once again. So playtime, yes, you can mess, that's fine. But when you come back, you must make sure you're clean again, inshallah. Don't be lazy, because sometimes some children don't like to bath. They just don't like water. For what reason, I don't know. But water is tahirun mutahirun lighayrihi. Water will clean, you know, it's clean itself and it will clean you. If you were to use it, it will clean the other things. So if I want to clean something, I need to put water on it so that the water cleans it. I can use my soap, I can use shampoo, I can use some gel, whatever I need to, and I will wash with water. But I shouldn't waste water. While I'm cleaning, I don't just leave the tap on and all the water is just used. You know what? You're a child. You use so much water. If there are billions of people on earth using the same amount of water, that's a whole sea full of water every day. But Allah's blessed us. That water is underground in most cases. So we shouldn't waste it, because if we wasted it, imagine how many buckets of water we're just wasting. And if we wasted it, what's going to happen to everyone else? Subhanallah. We might run out of water one day. And that's true. So therefore, use the water, but don't waste it. When you're showering, don't just stand under the shower for hours on end. You stand under the shower, but you make sure you've showered yourself, you cleansed yourself, you soaped yourself, you turned on the water again, you washed out all the soap, and you might have a few more minutes there, and then you switch it off, and you can come out of that shower clean. And think about other people, they also need to shower, and the water is shared by everyone. Even if your dad has paid for the water, or your mom, or anyone you're living with, or even if you've paid for the water one day, it doesn't mean you're allowed to waste. So clean yourself, but don't be wasteful. May Allah bless you guys. Allah loves those who are clean. I pray that Allah loves myself, yourselves, and all of us, and gather us in paradise. Ameen. Thank you so much for listening. Please tell me, if you're listening on my official YouTube channel, Mufti Menk Official, you can leave a comment at the bottom telling me about how you shower, about how lazy you feel when your mom tells you to have a bath, and how you've been saving water, and any other details you want to leave for me, inshallah, in the comments. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.